Another factor, which is again discussed in the press on Caterpillar, is the fact that Caterpillar has been able to shift to what they call computer-controlled machines and other kinds of automation, and that's again, a weapon in the hands of management and against the workforce. But there's a hidden story there too. That didn't develop through market pressures. On the contrary, automation and computer-controlled machinery and so on was highly inefficient and could not be developed through the market, so it had to be developed through the state sector. We have a huge state sector of the economy here. It's called the Pentagon, and its purpose is to protect rich people from market discipline. That's one of the reasons why it stays high, even though, we lost the enemy, but Pentagon spending hasn't changed, because the primary purpose of protecting the rich from market discipline remains. If you take a look at automation, it was developed in decades through the Air Force and the Navy and so on. Well, that's protected market, protected. The public's paying for it. You don't have to worry about market forces. So containerization and computer-controlled machine tools and all that kind of stuff were developed in the state sector, and they were developed in very specific ways. There's nothing about automation that says that it should be a weapon in the hands of management. It could be exactly the opposite. The technology is quite neutral. It doesn't really care how it's used. You develop automation so that it's a weapon to drive people out of work and to increase managerial prerogatives, or you can develop automation to put more power into the hands of skilled machinists and get rid of management. The automation is completely neutral. There's good studies of this, actually, by a guy who was a colleague of mine at MIT who didn't get tenure in part because of these studies, I should say. But they're very solid work, which points out that the automation was, in fact, designed specifically to de-skill workers and to add levels of management. So it's very anti-economic efficiency, but very useful for class struggle. And hence, yes, there are these weapons now, automation, which are driving people out of work, but that's because they were designed that way. It's not in any sense inherent in the technology. Automation and robotics and all of that stuff could be fine things to just, get rid of dirty work and get rid of management, which you don't need anyway, and get rid of owners, and just put control in the hands of the workforce. You can do that. But of course, it's not designed that way, and in particular, when it works through the state sector, as it did, you can be sure that it won't be defined that way.